Hello, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from National Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, for quality control purposes, this call might be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are in a place where you can talk safely and that you are not driving?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Okay. Am I speaking to Geraldine Pfeiffer?
No, you're speaking to his wife, Colette.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Would you prefer me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote in this address?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1950.
Thank you. Now, can you please tell me what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it American
Caucasian.
Indian or Alaskan? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
College.
Thank you. We have the option for a 2-year college degree and also 4-year college bachelor's degree.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next, mm-hmm. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Approve, greatly approve.
Could you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for the State Assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Next, I would like you to read, a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go to the next one. First off, we have Esmeralda Soria. Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Is she I'm a Democrat all the way, straight down the line. Might help you a little bit in time.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm very favorable now, of all Democrats.
Okay. So how do you feel about Esmeralda Soria? Favorable or unfavorable?
Is she Democrat?
Yes, she is.
Very favorable.
Thank you. We also have Kamala Harris.
Democrat?
Kamala Harris is a Republican.
Didn't know.
Just 1 second, please.
Okay.
Okay, we also have the opinion of no opinion. I don't know if you
Democrat or Republican.
Okay. We also have Joanna Garcia Rose.
Democrat or Republican?
She's a Republican.
Then no.
Thank you. And also we have Donald Trump.
No.
Thank you so
much. Oh, my God, no.
Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the State Assembly? We have healthcare, education, border security. Also,
healthcare,
we have
healthcare.
Yes,
education.
Yes, we also have jobs in the economy, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living. Taxes,
crime.
Abortion, homelessness,
crime.
And climate change. Okay.
And climate change.
Okay. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested.
Extremely interested.
Okay. How interested are you in the November election for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other Senate, and other local offices?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't have my hearing aid in. What was the question again?
Of course, just 1 second, please. Sorry. I got mixed up with the first question. I will read again the list of name of people active in politics.
Right.
Kamala Harris is the Democrat
Yes.
Do you feel
absolutely
favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Donald Trump also, just to corroborate your information.
Unfavorable.
Okay.
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. Just 1 second. And we also have Esmeralda Soria.
Is she running for president?
She is for the assembly.
She what?
For the state, she is running for the state
assembly.
Assembly.
Is she a Democrat?
If you don't know her, we can put that information.
No, is she a Democrat?
1 second.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Esmeralda Soria is the one for the Democratic.
Then strongly agree. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, I wanted to corroborate that information.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, the last question was. The next question, sorry, was thinking ahead to the November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested
extremely
are
interested.
You? Okay.
Extremely
in the
interested.
November election for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the other and all local offices. From 0 to 10?
From what?
From 0 to 10.
And what was the question again?
How in November election for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, I'm having a difficult time hearing you. It's not you, it's me. I don't have my hearing aids in.
Don't worry, I can repeat that again. How interested are you in the November election for President, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very interested. Very
Ken
interested.
Ken is extremely interested. Would you say that?
Extremely interested. Extremely
okay,
interested.
Thank you. Next, if the election for the president was being held today, for whom would you vote? For Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
A Democrat.
Thank you so much. Would you say that you will lean to the Democrat? Probably.
No, I will
vote
for her. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Very good direction. The highest numbers in history. Very good.
Next. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
No, probably stayed the same.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes, when I was 18, for Nixon.
Thank you. Next, I'd like you to read a few statements. I'd like to read to you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly.
For who?
Joanna Garcia.
Vote for who? Hello?
She finds much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no relief.